Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
The Abbey on Fifth Avenue in Uptown San Diego was built as a church back in 1910. Today it's become a premier venue for weddings, concerts, meetings, parties, and more. Constructed in the Spanish Colonial Revival style, back in the day, structures in neighboring Balboa Park, built for the 1915 Panama Pacific Exposition, were also graced with complementary design motifs. Fortunately, more than a century later, the Abbey and the Balboa Park edifices still stand as elegant reminders of a long-vanished era in San Diego. I came to San Diego specifically to experience hornblower cruises at events, whale-watching adventures. But it was by pure chance that I discovered the Abbey and its connection with the Harbor Cruise Company. The Abbey serves as hornblower's base of operations for their shipboard culinary offerings. I stopped by the Abbey and discovered that the historically significant building, graced with dramatic stained glass windows, has also played a starring role in numerous Hollywood movies and television shows. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me and associate producer Molly Blaisdell for an on-site visit with Jim Unger, Hornblower's Vice President, and Rebecca Milkey, Hornblower's Director of Marketing, as they talk about the Abbey, past and present.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Diego, California. Right now we're with Jim Unger, the Vice President of Hornblower Cruises and Events. When I came down here to go whale watching and discover a little bit about Hornblower's different on-the-water operations and events and functions, I had no idea that you had a land-based operation, too. It seemed like a disconnect to begin with. I go, well, what's that all about? Tell us about the Abbey.
Well, it came about in a very unusual way. I tell everybody, yeah, we have seven boats in a church. Well, how did we get there? Well, back in 1990, we did an acquisition of what was called Invader Cruises, a company that was, frankly, a little bit larger than ours in San Diego. We were on our growth mode, and it was a great opportunity for us to have more presence in San Diego, particularly with our public cruises and whale watching that we talked about. But we needed more space for office and a big kitchen, and there wasn't much on the waterfront, so we went looking around. And all of a sudden, the Abbey, which was formerly a church built in 1910 around the San Diego Exhibition, had been turned into a restaurant during the middle of the 80s, a huge 300-seat restaurant, but it didn't work out. So it was available, and we're in the events business, so we thought, well, let's give this a try. So that's how we really got here. So in the Abbey today has a huge kitchen, hotel-type kitchen, where we can produce all of the wonderful things that we do.
So your onboard dinner service, a lot of that food prep is done here, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Everything that's on board is finished fresh, so all of the meats and grilled and everything is done that way. But prepping sauces and all of the things that we do to get ready for dinner are done here.
You're baking, I presume.
Absolutely, that's it. What ended up happening with the Abbey is we ended up with a great office space, a historic site, and a wonderful kitchen. And then we had this 15,000 square feet of event space now. It's a beautiful site. Weddings became a natural right off the bat. Beautiful stained glass, traditional architecture. It won architectural awards of its time back in the early 1900s, and it still stands up today as a really, really great example of architectural finesse here in San Diego. And there's very few elements that are present right in San Diego now that are from that era that are still surviving. So
a little bit more on the architecture. I was reading that it's a Spanish colonial revival architecture.
It was, and something that was maybe more typical of the era. It was really designed by an architect from Los Angeles, and it really, if you look at the Balboa Park architecture that came as part of the exposition 5 years later in 1915, you'll see there's some great similarities. And this building was right on the edge, or still is on the edge, of Balboa Park. And as I showed you earlier, we have a postcard. So this building was one of the few that were really around at the time of the exposition. exhibition. If you think about it, there was only 40,000 people in San Diego area during the time of that first exhibition. There was this building. There was a building down across from us, which is a hair salon now, was the firehouse for the region with horse-drawn carriages. So
back in the day, this was a small town. This was around the size of San Luis Obispo today. And yet you had this major exposition here. And as I recall, it was Spreckles or his brother that was one of the benefactors?
The Spreckles were one of the families that were involved. And yes, I mean, it was, if you think about the world expos that have happened since then, it would be a highly unlikely to ever be done in a 40,000 person town. And even at that time, there were big cities like Chicago and New York and San Francisco that were huge. But it was a big hit and really was the beginning of putting San Diego on the map.
Was that part of the reason and the motivation, do you think?
I do. I think that early on, people did enjoy from all over the world. You know, at the time, the Hotel Del preceded this by only about 20 years. But people were discovering even back then that this is a magical place with an amazing weather pattern that couldn't be beat.
Well, let's segue back to the Abbey and just kind of doing the math in my brain. Hornblower is a corporate entity. The value of the commercial kitchen and the basement floor for offices alone would make this a viable investment. So the entertainment and the venue hosting that you do is bonus.
That's right. That was the thinking, is to be able to do that originally have the ability to have an event site offset some of our overhead, but it's really become much more than that. Everywhere at Hornblower, we've always appreciated what is classic, historical. A couple of years ago, our yacht Renown was made a historic site. The Abbey here is a historic site. We like preserving history.
And you're talking about the National Register of Historic Places?
That's correct. So with the Abbey, what ended up happening since 1990s, said, all right, we have this space, and you know, we were already in the events business, so we did weddings and corporate events, but in the very beginning, we did quite a bit of filming here, really, for TV.
Hollywood star here.
It was fun, yeah. Stephen Cannell, who created Rockford Files, was here with a couple of his series, Renegade and Silk Stockings. Stu Siegel Productions was very big at the time here in San Diego. So there's a lot of production, a lot of movie production going on. Became a lot of sets. It's been everything from a funeral parlor to a Southern Mansion estate. Been many, many things. Back in just not too long ago, in 2006, Bo Derek came out with a series that started here in San Diego, Secret Obsessions it was. And she just started out here, you know, one day with one of the first sets. And it was interesting coming to work. I'm down at the copy machine, and there's Bo Derek standing at the copy machine. I said, wow. So it's always surprises here with the talent that shows up here. For example, Adele sang here just prior to her first hit release, literally a couple of weeks before, and I remember.
So this was a concert venue then?
Yes, we did many things, as you probably understand, with then KPRI Radio and other radio stations that would do promo for up-and-coming acts as well as many existing acts. Well, Adele was just about to break. Literally, within a couple of weeks, she sang here. I remember her arriving here in a taxi pulling this huge suitcase, and I said, I'm Jim, and she said, I'm Adele. We got her in and got her started, and, you know, let's face it, right now, she's the biggest thing out there. Singer David Gray would often sing concerts here during the Christmas time. There's been a number of name acts that have been through here, as well as on our other venues on our boats, too. So a lot of fun doing those things, corporate events.
One other thing that I heard some local rumors is that you've had some personalities that refuse to leave.
Yeah, if you're here late at night, you probably don't want to be alone. I mean, this is a big old place with all kinds of cool nooks and crannies, but some would say this place is haunted. And not been proven, but there's been a few of us that have been around here late at night, and when you hear a few of the creaks going on and stuff, you begin to wonder.
So you've had your hair stand on end then?
Absolutely. And because of that, I mean, we've had some cool things that have happened here. We had this amazingly beautiful goth wedding that took place here. I mean, with detail that you could not believe, because it kind of has a little bit of that feel sometimes. And then, of course, Halloween is a big event for us, you know, to do that kind of thing. So it's been host to Comic-Con events. Designer Richard Tyler turned this whole building in interior into solid white and made a huge runway down right down through the middle of it for the launch of one of his designs a few years back. There's been so many things. Sometimes it's old-time style like this classic. Other times it's got high-tech throughout, including, you know, amazing lighting systems and sound in order to produce an event.
For the listener, where are you in San Diego?
Well, almost everybody's heard of the famous San Diego Zoo, and we're literally steps away across the street from the zoo and Balboa Park, famous Balboa Park, first begun in 1915 with another exposition in 1936. An amazing place. It's really one of the largest urban parks, you know, really comparable to Central Park in New York, with some amazing content within that, with museums and such, as well as all the natural landscape that's there. And we're right on the edge of it, and really have been here prior to the whole park's beginning. But it's an amazing neighborhood that's gone through a lot of transition. And of course, right now, not unlike the west and east side of Central Park, there's a lot of buildup now of very expensive residential units.
In the background, there's high-rise cranes and cement mixers going on outside.
Right. It's really great to see the neighborhood come back. Like a lot of inner cities, cities did decline during the 70s and such, and many, many are on resurgence, and San Diego, of course, is way ahead of the game. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful setting. And now the Abbey is going to be an amazing context of being this historic site built in 1910, juxtaposed against these beautiful, really nicely done new residential buildings that really bring life to the community. You know, people live here. It's their community, not just a storefront that's empty at night. So we're thrilled with what's happening here.
Now let's join Molly Blaisdell as she visits with Rebecca Milkey.
I'm here at the Abbey with Rebecca Milkey, and she's going to give us some of the practical information about this beautiful venue that's just dancing with deep wood, lots of colors, and stained glass. So, Rebecca, if you could describe where we're sitting right now and tell us what customers can expect when they come and do an event here at the Abbey.
We call it stained glass resplendence. And the Abbey is brilliant. We're bordered here on Balboa Park, and this beautiful building is full of stained glass windows and stained glass domes, the beautiful original woodwork and chandeliers that are here. It just takes you back. And we charter this building out. It's actually what we call our land yacht. And because it's a division of Hornblower Cruises, the Abbey here on Fifth Avenue is available for private events. And many, many brides love this building for themed weddings. We do many Christmas parties, holiday parties. We do tons of fundraisers. We do craft beer tasting and wine tasting. It's the perfect kind of building for that. We've done art shows, and I'm sure that Jim has gone through some of the many, many things. The building is available for one or two events per day. The capacity is for 450 people maximum, but it's very comfortable with 100. We do things like holiday events in here. For example, Valentine's Day, we'll have a band in here, and we probably have 100 tables for two. So we have a romantic jazz night for the Abbey. You can charter this building out for 4 hours at a time, which is a great amount of time to do an event. All the catering is done by Hornblower Cruises and Events. It's done actually right in this building. We have a basement here. That is our commissary, and it's also our sales office. And we are located right here on the corner of Fifth Avenue and Olive Street, right next to Balboa Park. So it's really centrally located. We have professional event planners that are on site. And we try to make the planning a pleasure and very easy for you, because we've been doing this for 35 years now. So,
and on that note, you mentioned something, Becky, that your chefs have a combined experience level that goes beyond so many different venues in San Diego. Tell me a little bit about the team of chefs you've got.
Our director of food and beverage is Christopher Schlurf, and he has been with the Hornblower Cruises brand for 28 years. And here at the Abbey for 28 years. So his experience, combined with some of our top chefs downstairs, about 125 years of culinary experience. The food is fantastic. It's prepared downstairs, so it comes out piping hot and delicious. And some of our best cuisine is American cuisine, Italian, and Mexican.
So no rubber chicken, huh?
None of that for us, absolutely not. And we can have seen this building transition so many different ways and in so many lovely ways to do celebrations of life and birthdays and anniversaries and weddings and receptions. It really is a thrill, you know, to be a representative of this history for over 100 years.
You mentioned Valentine's Day is a great annual event that you hold here at the Abbey. I also understand that Halloween is a big deal.
Halloween is a big deal, but it's a big deal for weddings. There's a lot of people out there that like perhaps a gothic theme or a Halloween theme for a wedding, so we've done a lot and have a lot of images on our Facebook page from Halloween weddings. So the annual Abbey Valentine's event is usually a jazz dinner or hors d'oeuvre event, and the Halloween idea is more for weddings or receptions or Halloween parties.
Interesting. So, Becky, tell me, how do people get a hold of you? What's the best way to reach your team?
The best way to reach the Abbey on Fifth Avenue is to call 619-686-8700 or look us up on Facebook or Google us. And as I said, we've been around a long time, and think about this venue for an indoor versus the outdoor. And of course, if you want to do something outside, we have the 7 beautiful hornblower yachts.
Thank you so much, Becky. And one last question. What's your website address?
www.hornblower.com and abbeyevents.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Becky.
Any parting thoughts about the Abbey?
Well, we love this place. For many of us that have worked with Hornblower over time, this has been our home, our office. We just celebrated 3 of our key crew members that have been with us for 25 years. This has been our home where we come to work. It is inspiring, the beauty of the stained glass at sunset as it comes through. It's really unique and fun place to have as your office.
Jim Unger, Vice President of Hornblower Cruises and Events in San Diego, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Diego, California.
Now you can enjoy my Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer podcast in an entirely new way. Download the free AutoCast mobile app and let me take you on a guided tour of the places I visited in San Diego. With AutoCast, you can browse through photos for each location, read interesting facts, and if you're in the area, get directions to the exact places I talk about in this episode. It's the next best thing to accompanying me on a trip. AutoCast is available for Apple and Android devices. Just search for AutoCast, OTOCAST, in the App Store, and join me on my journeys of discovery with Tom Wilmer in a whole new dimension.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of 4 recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,